早上平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning,
请我们一同来看几处的圣经。
Let's turn to several passages of the Bible.
头一处我们翻到新约腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3.
腓立比书第三章第二十节。
Philippians 3, verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再往前读以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians 5.
第八节、第九节。
8 and 9.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。第十节。
Verse 10, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
我们再读15到17节。15
to 17.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
好，最后我们翻到马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5.
我想弟兄姊妹，这些都是我们非常熟悉的经文。
These are familiar passages to us.
第五章十三节到十六节。
13 to 16.
你们是世上盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
你们是世上的光，曾照在山上是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上父。
Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
好，我们圣洁父啊，再三请弟兄们。
That will conclude scripture reading. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，我们一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we want to thank you that on the day of your resurrection, we gather before you.
每次来到你的面前，我们是带着一个寻求渴慕的心，巴不得在这点时间里面，你借圣灵与我们丰富同在。
Whenever we come before you, we have this hungry heart, and we ask that your Spirit's presence would be with us.
好像在这里所谈论、所交通的，都是根据你自己的话。
So that all that we fellowship and share about is in alignment with your word. We ask that your word would speak to us through the Spirit. You're the speaking God, the God who speaks to us in the person of your Son. That as we read your word, we will come deeper into your heart.
越过越远，我照着你所喜悦的生活在地上，成为你的花表，成为你的见证。
That we would please you on earth to be your testimony.
好，叫一切荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be to you.
谢谢主，早晨仍然求你宝血来遮蔽这个地方。
Thank you, Lord. May your blood cover this whole place.
遮蔽我们这所有属乎你的儿女们。
To cover all those who belong to you.
让我们在这里不受各方面的事物的搅扰，让我们真是专心定睛在你的身上。
That we will not be troubled by anything, but our heart can be focused upon you.
好像你更多充满在我们心中。
May you fill us today.
你的话也充满在我们心中。
May your word fill us today.
谢谢主，我们把底下时间一同仰望交托。
We give you the time.
这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 上次弟兄姊妹家中说， 我们如何来看我们地上的年日。
Last time we talked about our days on earth.
从我们肉身来说，当我们出生的那一天呢，我们就开始过地上的日子。
From an earthly perspective, the day we were born starts our earthly days.
我们也在那开始数算计算我们地上的年日。
And we start to count each day.
我们在地上活几岁，我们在地上就有多少年日。
However many years we lived on earth, that simply is the number of years we lived.
但是当我们回到神的话里面，我们看到底神是怎样，我们看我们地上的人日。
However, let's return back to the word to see how does God see our days on earth.
神怎样数算我们地上的年日。
How does he count the days?
我们从以色列百姓的历史里面，我们很清楚看见。
It is clear from Israel's history, we can see.
当神要把以色列百姓从埃及为奴之家带领出来的时候
，When God was redeeming the people of Israel out from the land of Egypt,
神在那里小谕摩西说：“你们当以正月，以本月为正月，为一年之首。”
The Lord said to Moses that this shall be the beginning of months, the beginning of the year.
那就说以色列百姓的人的。新的年日在这里才真正开始。
Saying that salvation work was the beginning of their counting of years.
他们专门吃羔羊的肉。
They ate the Passover lamb.
神父他们说要把羔羊的血也要涂在他们所住的房屋上面。
God said to apply the blood of the lamb onto the house.
因为那一夜神要巡行全埃及地。
Because on that night he was to visit the land of Egypt.
要击杀埃及一切头生的和牲畜。
To kill the firstborn of all the children.
但是你的神看见他们以色列百姓所住的房子上面有血，神就越过去。
But when God visited the houses of the children of Israel, when he saw the blood, he passed over them.
他们的生命被存留下来。
And thus their lives were preserved.
然后他们离开埃及，他们开始往神所应许的迦南地而去。
And thus they left Egypt and went towards Canaan, the land
他们开始走一个新的道路
and they were starting to walk on a new way.
从那个时候开始才是以色列百姓真正在地上的年日
From that point of time, then the days were counted towards the Israelites.
从前在埃及法老权势底下那些日子都过去了
The days that are spent under Pharaoh just passed by, did not count.
神乃是从他们得救出埃及那天才开始来数算计算他们地上
的 But on the day that the Israelites left Egypt, that was when the days started counting before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他们的经历就是我们今天得救的经历
Similarly, their experience is our salvation experience.
神怎么样开始计算我们地上年日呢
When did God start counting our days on earth?
乃是从我们蒙恩得救相信主耶稣基督那天开始
It's from the moment we were saved, the moment that we believed in the Lord Jesus.
那是一个新的日子开始，一个新的生活开始
That was a new day, a new life.
感谢主，我们神是这样看我们地上年日
Thank the Lord, that's how God sees our days on earth.
所以虽然我们重生得救，我们神已经开始数算我们的年日有多少。
So true, on the day that we started believing the Lord, when we had new life, that is when our days began.
但是到底在这些年日当中，有哪些年日是得到神的纪念？
However, just because those days are counted, does not mean that those days are remembered by the Lord.
我想从神话里面也清楚看见这个事实。
I think same thing. From God's word, we could see the same thing.
乃是人当行耶和华眼中看为对的事。
That when people did what was Not right in God's eyes.
在那年日当中，他们在按着神的旨意侍奉神。
Oh, when they were doing what was right in God's eyes and serving the Lord.
什么时候人行在神眼中看为对的事情，那些年日侍奉神的日，神才纪念。
That when people did what was right in the Lord's eyes, then those days are remembered by the Lord.
什么时候我们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，神就把我们交在仇敌的手中。
However, when we were doing what was evil in the Lord's eyes, God delivered us into the hands of our enemies.
我们就落在世界王撒旦权势底下。
And thus we were under the power of the prince of this world.
我们在那侍奉这位世界王。
And thus we served the prince of this world.
我们在那侍奉这个世界。
And we were serving the world.
那些年日神不纪念。
Those days.Are not remembered by the Lord. 所以
弟兄姊妹，若是我们从神的眼光来看我们地上年日的时候，我们才知道如何来过地上年日。
So if we see how God sees our days on earth, then we will know how to spend the days we have on earth.
感谢神，神还有另外一方面的恩典和应许给我们。
Thank the Lord that He gives us continual grace.
正如神对以色列百姓说，那些被蝗虫蚱蜢吃掉年日。
So He said to the people of Israel that those years that were eaten by the swarming locusts.
那就是说，那些年日他们不是在侍奉神，乃是侍奉世界，侍奉这个撒旦权势。
Those years when Israel was serving the prince of this world, Satan.
神说可以把他们，可以把这些失落年日补还给他们。
The Lord said that I can make up those years to you.
只要他们重新回到神面前，重新在那行耶和华眼中看为对的事。
As long as you return to the Lord.And do what is right in the Lord's eyes.
他们在那边重新回到神面前侍奉神。
As long as you return to the Lord and serve Him,
神就把那些失去的年日重新还给他们。
Then the Lord will make up the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. 所以
保罗告诉我们说，我们不仅要爱惜光阴，也要把光阴赎回来。
Paul says not only that we're making the most of the time, but redeeming the time.
什么叫赎回呢？
What does redeeming mean?
赎回就是我们必须要付上代价。
Redeeming means there has to be cost that is paid.
神愿意把那些年日还给我们。
In order for the Lord to make up those years to you.
我们知道地上年日过去就过去了。
Those years that we thought were just passing away.
我们后悔没有办法，时光不能倒流。
Even just regrets will not cause those days to be made up.
在这属年日里面，神是这样数算的。
However, to redeem, God wants to take back those.
虽然从前没有按着神的心意在侍奉神。
So if you haven't been doing God's will,
但是有一天愿回到神面前来，神好像在那让我们有个重新的起头。
But you return to the Lord, it's as if God is giving you a new opportunity.
失落日是他可以补还给我们。
All the lost years will be redeemed.
我们可以把它赎回来。
Then can be redeemed.
赎回来就是我们必须要加进更加努力。
Redeem means the cost has to be made. We have to apply effort.
我们不在那里浪费时光。
That we do not just waste the time.
我们有一句中文话说，一日当两天用。
We the Chinese have the saying, which is,
那就是说
one day is worth two days.
那就是说在有限年日底下，你更加紧。
That means you need to spend two days worth of effort to spend one day.
更多的在爱主服侍主。
Thus applying effort to serve the Lord.
那就是赎回来。
And thus the time is redeemed.
真主耶稣把我们赎回来，他是付上他重价把我们买赎回来的。
The Lord paid a heavy cost in order to redeem us.
感谢主，这是个极大的应许，极大的恩典。
This is great grace and encouragement.
让我们随时有机会重新来过地上一个更讨神喜欢的日子。
So as long as there's opportunity, let's seize.That opportunity.
而且那些年日可以得到神的纪念。
So that those days will be remembered by the Lord.
所以当我们从神眼光来看地上年日的时候。
So whenever we look at our days from God's perspective.
我们才知道如何来过地上年日。
Then we will know how to spend each day on earth.
一方面我们怎么样过地上年日呢？
So how do we spend each day on earth?
根据我们的身份。
According to our.
我们身份。
Citizenship?
Identity.
Oh, according to our identity.
我想就在地上肉身好像也有这样的情形。
That it seems the same thing as how we live on earth.
我们每一个人有不同的各种身份。
Oh, that each person has a different identity on earth.
有时候父母呢，他就照着他父母这个身份证过生活。
So if you have the identity of a parent, then you spend each day on earth as a parent.
他顾家养育儿女。
Then you would be raising children. You'll be taking care of the house.
那个在公司上做一个工程师的。
And your identity is employee.
他所做工作内容就是根据他那个工程师的身份来做。
Then how you spend your days is basically working.
一个做总统的。
If you're a president.
他生活就是总统的生活。
Then your identity, your livelihood is all presidential.
我们过属灵的生活也是一样。
Same thing with one's spiritual life.
我们怎么过我们地上生活呢？
How do you spend your life on earth?
我们的身份被称为是天上的国民。
It's marked by one's identity as a heavenly people.
所以我们是根据这个天上，我们这个身份，我们在地上过生活。
It's according to your heavenly identity that you spend your life on earth.
不错，我们是天上的国民。
True, we're heavenly people.
但是我们今天还需要活在地上。
But we're still existing on earth.
但是我们不是属于这个地上的国度。
But we're not the people of the earth.
我们是天上国民。
We are a heavenly people.
当我们重生得救的时候。
So when we were born again.
圣经告诉我们说，这个重生的意思就是从上头生的。
Born again is also translated as born from above.
这个生命源头是从上面而来的。
The original Greek says born from above.
这个生命有一个新的开始。
That means your life has a new beginning.
虽然是 天上的国民，但是我们今天仍然活在地上。
That although our existence is on earth, our citizenship is in heaven.
所以我们今天是根据我们这个天上这个国民的身份，在地上过生活。
So let's have this identity of heaven as we live each day on earth.
我们知道地上有很多不同国家、不同民族。
We know that there's various nations and tribes around the world.
他们有不同的民族性，他们有不同文化、生活习惯、喜好。
They have different lifestyles and cultures and customs and languages.
这些都是与生俱来的一种特性。
These are all part of their identity.
一个民族性若是越强化呢，他在世上过生活，他就不容易，他的性情就不容易被人改变。
A country with a strong national identity is not easily influenced by the cultures of other nations.
甚至被同化掉。
And thus, those nations will have.
所以我们看在地上，特别你在纽约，你看看纽约各种不同民族在那里。
So if one takes a look at the example of New York City, you see many cultures live in New York City.
你看有些人他穿的服装就是很特别。
Some people, some cultures have unique dress.
我们不知道他是从哪个国家，是哪一个民族的人。
It's hard for me to tell where they came from.
他已经来到这个西方的世界，但是他很多的一种习俗、一种习惯，好像不能改变他们那个从前原有的那个情形。
Although they moved from an Eastern context to a Western context, it seems like the Western context does not influence their culture.
因为那是一种民族性，是与生俱来，是他们身上一个特别的表现。
That's because they have a strong cultural identity.
以色列国家这个民族就是这样的民族。
Likewise for the people of Israel.
我们知道以色列民族，他民族性是非常强的。
They have a strong national identity.
因为他们和神有一个特别的关系。
Because they have a special relationship with the Lord.
生命记告诉我们说，神从地上万民当中拣选他们。
Deuteronomy says that God has chosen them as a special possession for himself from the peoples of the earth.
特作自己的子民。
To be a people of his own.
他们是一般独居的民。
They were a...
独居。
Oh, they are a unique people.
他们不立在万民当中。
They are not just the people of the earth.
他们是分别为圣归给神的一般人。
They were separated unto the Lord.
所以即使他们下到埃及去住了400年之久，当做一个埃及人的奴隶。
So although they were slaves in Egypt for 400 years,
但是居然没有被同化掉。
They were not assimilated into that culture.
因为他们民族性和一般的列国人是不同的。
Because they have a strong national identity that's different from the rest of the world.
即使今天以色列百姓犹太人散居在世界各地。
And likewise, although the Jews today are dispersed over the face of the earth.
但是他们在某一方面、某种程度上，他们还是维持自己的那文化。
But in every culture that they find themselves in, they still preserve this unique national culture.
一种宗教，一种生活方式。
A certain lifestyle, a certain set of customs define them.
用什么？这不过还是肉身的一个生命的表现。
Regardless, this is still just outward, just physical.
你看今天地上这些肉身生命，各种不同民族，他们不管他们住到哪个地方，他们还是一直表现他们某一种民族的特性。
So if there are a lot of immigrants that go somewhere, sometimes they still preserve the customs of their original culture.
好像不容易被改变，或是完全把那些旧的东西，原来旧的东西好像就放掉了。
As if it's hard for them to culturally assimilate.
弟兄姊妹，这我刚说，这不过还是肉身的一个情形，就这样子的。
Regardless, as I was saying, that this is all still outward.
但是我们今天所得到这个生命是个天上的生命。
However, the spiritual life that we are given is a heavenly life.
这个生命的强度性还不是地上肉身生命可以相比的。
The strength of the spiritual life is cannot even be compared to.The national culture life.
因为我们所得到这个生命是从神圣的生命，是一个永远的生命。
And that's because the life we're given is an eternal life, a heavenly life.
虽然这个我们是得到这个永远生命，天上的国民，但是我们住在地上生活的时候呢
，That even if you're existing on earth, the life that we were given is a heavenly one.
我们不属世界。
And thus we are not of the world.
我们是从世界分别出来归给神的一般人。
We are people that are separated from the world to be given over to the Lord.
我们是天上国民，我们在地上是过一个属天的生活。
That we are a heavenly people, and thus as we live on earth, we live as heavenly people.
若是我们这个生命是个正常情况底下，这个生命跟这个世界是互相排斥的。
And thus, if we have normal life, then our heavenly life on earth is different from those in the world. Or to say that we are completely different from the ways of the world.
接触到世界一些东西，或是不好的事情，我们里面会抵挡的。
That's why if you encounter different things in the world, there's something uncomfortable inside of you.
感觉是非常敏锐的。
You will feel uncomfortable and not at home.
更不会被这个罪恶所玷污。
And you won't want to be touched by the sin.
我们这个生命世界是不相合，不能调在一起的。
That the lives between heaven and earth are exclusive.
这是天国国民生命的一种特质。
That is a unique characteristic of this heavenly life.
因为我们的生活目标价值观与世界人是不同的。
Because our purpose, our values, our destination is all different from those in the world.
我们看摩西。
Take a look at Moses.
摩西是头四十年住在埃及皇宫里面。
Moses lived for 40 years in the palace of the Pharaoh.
他在学尽埃及一切学问，说话都有能力。
He was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, mighty in power and deeds.
就的人来说，一个人从小到四十岁都是生活在那种埃及那个富丽堂皇那个生活里面。
Imagine if one is living and growing up in the palace of the Pharaoh.
不仅说关那些文化那些东西那些宗教东西改变他。
You would assume that the culture, the education would change Moses.
甚至把这种就改变就像一个完全像埃及人一样。
And thus they would grow up becoming just like an Egyptian.
但是摩西不是。
But that's not the case with Moses.
摩西他知道他是希伯来人。
Moses knew that he was a Hebrew.
因为他里面有希伯来人的血液。
Because he had a Hebrew life.
他里面是一个希伯来的生命。
He had a Hebrew life.
所以当他到四十岁的时候，他出去看到有些埃及人要欺负他的希伯来弟兄，他就打死那些埃及人。
So when he went out at the age of 40 and saw an Egyptian making fun of an Israelite,
因为这希伯来的生命跟神是有特别的关系的。
That's because the life inside of him had a strong relationship with God.
我们看见但以理和他三个朋友是一样。
Likewise with Daniel and his three friends.
但以理那时候是在贝鲁巴比伦贝鲁之地。
Daniel was exiled to the land of Babylon.
那巴比伦王从以色列那个王族当中呢，选了一些少年人，要他们在来侍奉巴比伦王。
So Babylon's king chose several young people from Judah's court to serve him.In the court of Babylon.
所以但以理和他三个朋友就被选上了。
And Daniel and his three friends were chosen.
但是要到王面前，就是势力在王面前的时候，需要经过三年时间来造就他们。
But in order to serve the king of Babylon, you need to be prepared for 3 years.
要给他们吃最好的食物，王所吃的，他们也吃。
To eat the king's choice food.
也要教导他们迦勒人的语言。
To learn the language of the Chaldeans.
甚至把他们用。改他名字改成迦勒人的名字。
And to have their names changed into Chaldean names.
但是这是少年人这个但以理和他几个朋友三个朋友呢。
But what happened to Daniel and his three friends?
这些外面巴比伦那些文化东西呢加在他们身上。
When he came under the pressure of Babylonian culture and education,
但是没有改变他们这个里面的生命该有的情形。
Those things did not change the life inside of Daniel.
因为那个在管理那个这些少年的人要给他吃王的膳喝王的酒。
When the commander of the officials wanted to give Daniel the choice food and wine of the king,
养得更俊美更肥美才能送到王面前来侍奉。
So that they would be ready to be presented.To the king.
但是这些少年人他们说但以理说我们不要喝那我们不要吃那些我们只要吃素菜喝白水就可以了。
However, Daniel's three friends did not want to defile themselves with the king's food, but they just wanted to have vegetables and water.
蔡琴说万一若是你们吃这样的话若是长得不好的话那他们就糟糕了。
The official says, I can't afford you to justEat vegetables and drink water.
你说那你给我们试十天看看，试看看十天。
But Daniel said, test us for 10 days.
所以在十天里面，他们照样吃素菜，照样喝白水。
And so they only ate vegetables and drank water those 10 days.
就他们长得比那些其他吃王膳喝王酒的人长得更俊美更浑美。
However, at the end of those 10 days, they were found in better appearance than their peers.
接着告诉圣经告诉我们说，但以理他里面有个那个美好的灵性。
The Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit.
为什么？因为他里面那个希伯来的生命是跟这个世界不受世界影响的。
Why? Because that spirit, that life is unaffected by the pressures from the world.
我们知道一个少年人，他刚刚年纪不是很大，很容易受外面这环境的影响。
A normal young person would easily be influenced by the cultures around them.
就像若是一个人小时候来到美国。
Just like if you came to the U.S. when you were young.
他过几年以后，他就很适应，很容易跟这个美国这个环境调和在一起。
And just in a few years, they seem American. They are assimilated.
但是若是一个很老年纪很大来到美国的话
But when an elderly person comes to the US
因为几十年在从前那环境里面各种习惯习俗各种其实已经造成他固定模式他没办法跟这个来新的环境里面调在一起
But because they grew up for decades in a different culture you can't change them
很不容易适应
They cannot assimilate
就像我们现在都是年纪大一点来到美国这个不对这个好像不太适应那个不太适应
Just like when an older person comes to the U.S., they're not used to trying American culture.
但是年纪轻轻小小年纪到美国，他很快就适应了。
But you have a little kid that comes to the U.S.
他就受这个环境各种的习惯、各种习俗、文化改变了。
They're influenced by the language, the culture, and they easily assimilate.
这是肉身里面你能看见一个事实。
This is true of the physical world.
但是我们看见这几个少年人，希伯来人。
So when we see Daniel's three friends, these Hebrews,
他们可以生活在那种非常外邦人的世界环境里面。
They could be living in the Gentile world.
他们受那些巴比伦的教育。
They are educated in the Babylonian culture.
学他们文字。
Learning their language.
但是不会改变影响到他们里面那个生命。
But that will not influence or affect their inner life.
因为那生命是非常强的一种生命。
Because that inner life is strong.
就像摩西一样，他还是知道他是希伯来人，他不是埃及人。
Same thing for Moses. He knew that he was a Hebrew, not an Egyptian.
弟兄姊妹，这说到我们今天。
So this speaks to us today.
若是我们今天属灵生命强壮的话
，If your spiritual life is strong,
我们可以学尽世界上所有学问。
We could take in all the education by this world.
我们可以在公司在各种行业里面可以做高位。
We could even have high positions in.Business or in government.
但是这些不会影响到我们里面那个生命。
But that would not influence the life that's within you.
我们不会就因着这样关系，因着说教育是世界给我们的教育。
Just because you're educated by the culture of this world.
我们就瞧在这个世界里面。
Does that mean that you'll end up being lost in this world?
与这个世界连在一起。
As if you just became one with this world.
弟兄姊妹，这是应该这个生命所显出一个正常的情形。
This is the normal characteristic of the heavenly life.
但是都是我们里面那个属灵的生命，天上这个生命。
This heavenly life that's within us.
不强壮或是说样软弱化。
If it were weak.
我们进到这个世界，进到社会里面，很快我们这个人就变了。
Then as we enter the world, we would easily be influenced and changed.
慢慢就和世界人所行所思都是一样的。
And gradually we become part of this world.
就效仿他们的行为
Then we copy their custom,
和世人真的没什么差别
and there's no difference between you and them.
这个就是神吩咐以色列百姓进到迦南地以后不要效仿当地人的生活形式
Same thing. The Lord did not want the people of Israel to assimilate into Canaanite culture.
如果他们与神的关系是正常的话
and if their spiritual life was good,
虽然他们住在整个环境都是外邦的世界
although they live in a Gentile world
都是外邦人
everyone around them
但是他们的生命是强盛的
but if their life is strong
他们要属于生命是不受在环境的影响的
then their identity, their life will not be influenced
他们可以仍然照着神的心意照神的律法在那敬拜侍奉
they can continue to serve the Lord and follow His will
但是什么时候他们跟神的关系落下去了
But whenever their spiritual lives are weak,
他们去效仿外邦人的行为
then they practice all the cultures of the, practice the culture around them.
就他们所行所思都像那些迦南外邦人。
Then they become more like the Canaanites.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们这个生命应该是维持一个正常的生命。
So let's have good spiritual lives.
若是我们和神之间关系不正常。
Because if the spiritual life is not normal,
我们所爱慕、所喜欢的，若是世界那些东西，
then what we like, the things of this world,
我们慢慢就与世人没有什么差别。
Will slowly creep in, and we will be like.
所以我们有一首诗歌三百八十九首。
That's why there's a hymn 389.
那是一个非常好的诗歌。
It's a beautiful hymn.
不仅有真理，也有经历。
That combines truth and experience.
我想的确，我想一首好的诗歌呢，不仅要有真理。
A good hymn must always have truth.
若是并且那些可以经历的。
But it's even better when it's coupled with experience.
若是真理不能够经历的话，那就是个道理。
If truth is just by itself, then it becomes doctrine.
但是若是有经历没有真理的话。
But if there's experience without truth.
那个经历恐怕很有问题。
Then that experience is.There's something problematic.
所以做事说人啊，你都是你爱慕你爱慕什么，你就像你所爱慕那个东西。
So the hymnist says that you become what you love.
你若是爱土的话，你就像土。
If you love the earth, you become like the earth.
你若是爱世界，你就爱就像世界。
Oh, if you like dirt, then you become like dirt.
但是你若是爱土的话，你就像土。
But if you love the Lord, you become more like the Lord.
用什么？今天都是我们爱慕主，我们慢慢就像主。
So as long as we love the Lord, we'll become more like the Lord.
我们都是爱世界，慢慢就像世界。
So if you love the world, you'll become slowly like.
所以保罗说，我们不要去笑话世界。
That's why Paul says, "Do not love the world."
当我们去笑话世界的时候，我们虽然有天上我们这个身份。
We would not take opportunity to have the citizenship.
虽然里面的生命是一个属天的生命，是一个圣洁公义的生命。
We have citizenship from heaven. We have this heavenly life that's within us.
但是我们说，我们与神之间没有一个正常的关系。
But if we have a poor spiritual condition,
我们就笑话世人。
Then we become more like the people on earth.
我们就和世人没有什么差别。
Then there's no difference between us and the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要一直记得，我们是天上的国民。
So always remember, we are citizens of heaven.
虽然活在地上。
Although our existence is on earth.
我们与世人是不同的。
We are different from the people.
这个不同还不是在乎外面的形式。
The difference is not outward.
我们这个不同呢，是我们生活目标和他们不一样。
But the difference is inward. Our goals, our views, our values.
我们生活内容也和他们不一样。
The content of our lives.
我们对世界的看法也是不一样。
The perspective we have is different.
这是天国天上国民的生命的特性。
These are the marks of the heavenly citizen.
那天上国民活在地上，我们工作生活目的是为了什么呢？
What is the goal and purpose of us living in the world?
那是为了主。
It is for the Lord.
虽然我们需要活在地上。
Although we do have to exist on earth.
耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
The Lord also became flesh and came to this world.
他也需要吃，他也需要喝。
He also needed to eat and drink.
所以主，主说，人子来也吃也喝。
So the Lord said, the Son of Man came eating and drinking.
和世人一样，需要吃，需要喝。
Similar to the people of the world, he needs to eat.
也需要休息，也需要工作。
He needed to relax and he needed to work.
但是我们不是又吃又喝。
However, our life is not just eating and drinking.
所以弟兄姊妹，人是在那。又吃又喝。
True, today people sit down to eat and drink.
我们吃喝为让我们这个身体能够继续存留下来。
That we want to eat and drink to preserve our physical body.
我们吃喝乃是为了主。
However, we eat and drink for the Lord.
我们知道不是人不是活着不是单靠食物。
We know that man does not live by bread alone.
所以是说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说出一切话。
But upon every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们需要吃也需要喝。
We need to eat and drink, that's true.
但是我们活着不是单靠食物。
But our lives are not just based on food.
而是靠神的话。
But it's based on the word of God.
我们知道我们活着要有意义。
Because our lives need purpose.
我们活着我们心要满足又喜悦又平安。
Our hearts need to be satisfied and have peace.
不是只单单靠外面这物质的东西。
And not just satisfied by physical things.
也不是靠所谓的精神粮食。精神粮食。
Oh, we need spiritual food as well.
不是，不是靠那些所谓精神粮食，不是。我们。
Oh, we're not Okay, so we're not just merely satisfied by things that satisfy our soul.
人认为他人想要他要活得好，活得喜乐满足，他就需要靠这些物质的东西。
That as long as you think that you could give them happiness, and that they will be fine.
或者说靠一些好像比较好一点，就是娱乐啊、消遣啊、艺术、文化、音乐。
That even nice things like culture, education, and music.
虽然这些都是好的。
These are good things.
但是这些不能真正教里面活得更有意义，活得更有价值。
Those things will not give one more meaning or satisfaction.
虽然那些我们都可以去使用。
True, you can go sample those things.
但是越过我们看见那些都是枉然的。
But those things are all in vain.
我们知道我们活着不是单靠食物。
Thus, we see that we do not live by bread alone.
我们更是要靠神的话。
Instead, we live by every word.
当我们常常靠神的话，我们活着就有盼望，生活就有力量。
When we rely upon God's word, our days have strength, our life has strength.
我们心里才有真正的满足。
Then our heart can be truly satisfied.
因为主耶稣曾经说过。
The Lord Jesus said once.
喝了地上的水还要再喝。
That if you drink from the water of this earth, you'll still thirst.
但是喝主所赐的水就永远不渴。
But if you have the water that God gives, that Jesus gives, you'll never thirst.
主耶稣说，我是生命的粮，到我来，到我这里来，必定不饿。
That Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger.
到我这里来，永远不渴。
He who believes in me will never thirst.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是经历到只有神的话，才能真正叫我们满足呢？
That, do you believe that only the word of God can satisfy you?
这是天上国民在地上生活的一种经历。
This is the food and experience of citizens of heaven living on earth.
特别随着年岁的增长。
That is what can cause your life to grow.
更感受到神的话是何等的真实。
And then you'll see and prove that the word of God is.
越过越会觉得外面这物质的东西，实际上没有一项叫我们真正有喜的平安。
That as we our spiritual life grow, we find that the things of this earth are tasteless and bland.
真正天上的国民。
Because we are citizens of heaven.
这个生命显在地上，这个生活显在地上的时候，他们知道唯独主才是他们真正享受的满足。
That when the heavenly life is within us, then we know that only the Lord's life can satisfy us.
他们不会把太多心思、太多力气放在那些物质、短暂的事物上。
Then we will not waste our time on the temporary things.
我们也不想从那些事物上得到什么。
Then we don't want to gain any value from earthly things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常来到神面前思想的时候。
So as we come before the Lord and consider,
我们才有这样的体验，才有这样的认识。
Then we would have the same experience and learning.
因为人活着不是单靠食物。
That man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth.
所以虽然我们是天上国民，我们今天仍然活在这地上国度管理底下。
So as I've been saying, this, we are citizens of heaven, but with existence on earth.
和世人一样。
That seemingly similar to the people around us.
我们在那需要读书、工作、需要养家、尽人的本分责任。
That we have families and we have jobs.
但我们知道我们背后的态度、目的。和他们是不一样的。
But our values, our life, completely different.
我们服在上掌权、有权柄的人。
That for those people who are in authority.
因为我们知道神说，所有权柄都是从他而来的。
That all authority is established by God.
我们顺服那些在上掌权，就是顺服神自己。
That although we are serving authorities, we are still serving the Lord.
那些是神的用人，我们必须要顺服他们。
They are the Lord's vessels, and we need to obey them.
所以彼得前书也告诉我们。
So First Peter says,
我们是为了主的缘故要顺服人一切的制度。
That we need to submit ourselves for the Lord's sake.
在上君王或者君王所派赏罚赏善的那些人。
Whether governors or kings,
因为他们权柄都是出于神。
Because their authority derives from God.
所以我们是为了主的缘故要顺服那些在上掌权。
The reason we submit is for the Lord's sake.
除了那些在上掌权的叫我们去行违背神旨意的事情。
Unless the authority tells us to do something against the authority of God.
正如起初教会开始的时候。
That at the beginning of the church era.
那些犹太教那些公会那些宗教领袖就禁止使徒们咱们传耶稣的名见证耶稣。
That the apostles were preaching in the name of Jesus.
但是他们照样放胆地讲论神的道。
That they were willing to speak the Lord's truth publicly.
他们这样说，顺服神不顺从人是应当的。
That, oh, although the governors and the rulers and the elders of the people were against them, they said, we'd rather obey God, not rather than man. And the reason they want to submit to authority is for the Lord's sake. Same for masters.
彼得也告诉我们说，我们存着敬畏心顺服肉身的主人。
Peter also says that servants need to be submissive to their earthly
masters. It's
not because, just because he's a master, we have to listen to him. That's the approach of people in this world. But Peter says we need to have a humble heart to serve our masters on
this.
Not only those who are good,
连那些乖僻的也要顺服他。
But also we need to serve the unreasonable.
好像那些有些做老板的，好像有时候不太合理，甚至有时候好像要给你一点难处。
It seems like there's a lot of bosses out there that are unreasonable. They want to just give you trouble.
彼得说是为了叫良心来顺服他们，对的，良心对得起神。
But Peter says, submit yourselves for conscience' sake.
所以当顺服的时候，他就要受很多的忍耐，受些冤屈。
So that's why he needs to bear up under all these troubles of the unreasonable.
因为顺服那些善良温和的老板是很容易的。
But to serve a good master, that's easy.
但是若是顺服那些不讲道理的老板，那就很难了。
But to serve an unreasonable master, that is very tough.
但是彼得说。要叫良心对得住神，还是要顺服他们。
Peter says to submit to these human institutions for conscience' sake.
所以就算受苦，受许多冤屈。
That although you might have to bear many troubles and burdens.
神还告诉我们说，我们不需要去申冤，不需要去申冤，申冤冤屈，好像屁了那个。
Okay. Oh.The Lord also tells us not to take revenge,
甚至更不能去报复,
nor to grumble.
因为声音在神，报复我在神。
Because the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine."
弟兄姊妹，这就是天上国民在地上生活的一个情形。
This is the condition and proper characteristics of citizens of heaven.
感谢主，我们做了天上国民，知道神作王掌权。
Praise the Lord that we know that the Lord is King and He is ruling over everything.
神在那负责管理这一切。
So He is looking after all of our life.
虽然在那不容易环境、艰难的环境里面，他的恩典更显得多。
Although you might find yourself in a difficult circumstance, His grace is always sufficient.
这是天上国民生活的一个态度。
This is a characteristic of a life from heaven.
总是天上国民，我们活在地上的时候要显出天上国民那个性格、那个特质。
So if you're a citizen of heaven existing on earth, we need to manifest the characteristics of the citizens of heaven.
是我们去读马太福音五六七章。
So if you take a look at Matthew 5 through 7,
主要是在讲天国律法。
Jesus there is talking about the laws of the kingdom of heaven.
讲天国子民该有的情形，该有特性。
What are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven? What should they be like?
那你讲到八种福。
There are eight beatitudes there.
讲到八种人。
Eight blessed people.
这八种呢，就是天上国民的生命一个特性。
Those characteristics define the citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
就是他们在生活在地上的时候，他们要显出的生命的特性特质。
What are the characteristics of the heavenly life of people?
他们是怎样种人呢
？What are they like?
为什么主说，耶稣说这样的人是有福的
？Why does it say that these people are blessed?
他们是邻里贫穷的人。
They could be poor in spirit.
他们是哀痛的，哀痛的人，他们是温柔的人。
They could be those who mourn, those who are meek.
他们是饥渴慕义的人。
Those who are hungry or thirsty for righteousness.
他们是连续人，是清心的人，是使人和睦的人。
They could be.Gentle and peacemakers and pure in heart.
他们在为义受逼迫。
That they are willing to be persecuted for the Lord's sake.
头一个福虚心的人，他们是天国是他们的。
For the first group, those who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom.
到第八个福为受逼迫的人，天国也是他们的。
Likewise, the eighth beatitude, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, those are also
所以从第一个福到第八福都说明在这里面的人他们所承过 所承受的福是天国。
So you could say that because the first and eighth theirs is the kingdom of heaven, these are the characteristics of someone in the kingdom of heaven.
这就是天国的果民他们所承受的福是天国的福。
These blessings define and are characteristics of a citizen of heaven.
感谢主，我们今天所承受的不是地上的福，而是天上的福。
Thank the Lord that what we receive today is a heavenly blessing, not an earthly blessing.
我们所承受的果是一个不能震动的果。
Because the kingdom we receive is an unshakable kingdom.
我们所得到这个果是不受地上各种人事物的一个震动影响的。
This heavenly kingdom we receive cannot be shaken and influenced by the things of this world.
我们知道今天地上的果。
We know that in the nations today are constantly influenced by all sorts of unrest and turmoil.
人灾天祸，人祸天灾。
Oh, or natural disasters could influence the people of the world.
造成地上动荡不安。
With leading people to become very uneasy and unrestful.
特别最近。
Similarly, recently.
不仅美国，全世界都在动荡不安的里面。
Not just America, but the whole world is caught up in uproar.
人生活在这个环境里面，受多少摇撼震动。
So in our everyday life, how much uneasiness and uproar is in your life?
感谢主，我们所承受的国是一个不震动的国。
But thank the Lord that the kingdom we receive is an unshakable kingdom.
我们所当然这个生命是不受外在这些的影响。
That the life that we are given is also an unshakable life.
所以弟兄姊妹，都是我们真的活在这个生命不震动的生命里面的话。
So if we live in this unshakable life,
我们知道神仍然在人的国中掌权。
Then we can be with the Lord and reign with Him and not be affected by the things around us.
神在那管理一切。
That the Lord is King over all.
我们心里面就有个稳定，就能够平安。
So therefore, our hearts inside can have rest and peace.
相信在这个不动荡，在这个动荡不安的环境里面，神仍然能够在那顾念我们。
That even in a tumultuous circumstance, we can have peace.
用什么生活在地上？我们和当时以色列百姓一样，我们是一个独特的子民。
That just like the Israelites, we are a heavenly people, a chosen people.
我们和世上的民是不一样的。
A separated people from the people of the world.
我们生活态度、目标、动机和世人是不一样的。
Our values and perspectives and content of our lives are different.
我们既然在地上生活，把这个天国子民生命的特质把它彰显表现出来。
And that difference should be manifested in our daily life.
好，叫他们看见、认出我们是不同族类的人。
So that when people see our different life, they see that we're different.
我们让他们看见我们是与他不同国的人。
They would see that, oh, this is a people that are different from us.
我想弟兄姊妹多少有这样经历。
We all have this experience, right?
我们都是去买东西。
When we go buy something,
那其他会上说那个收据我们没有好好没有详细看。
That let's say you do not take a
receipt.
Oh, you don't look at the receipt.
然后你走出去再帮忙看一下，哎，好像他帮我多掐去的。
And if you're walking out the store and you see that they overcharged you,
我马上转头回去了，你算错了，你把多算了。
You would run back to say that you overcharged me.
我想这是很正常的事。
That's very normal.
但是都是我们在那算钱，算好像有没有出去看，再走一段，哎，好像他给我多算，哎，少算了。
But if you see that they undercharged you,
有几回回去说，你帮我少算了。
Would you be running back and said you made a big mistake?
我们讲那个不是，我都说我已经离开了，我就走就是了吧。
I would just run away.
但是你看
，I would just go home.
也不是我算错了，也不是我故意要少给他，对不对？
It's not because I owe him more.
但是有机会就回去了。
Yeah, but I will want to return.
马上回去，哎，算错了，你给我少算了嘛。
To say you undercharged me for this item.
人家奇怪，这个人怎么会这样子啊
？Then they'll say, why are you like this?
有什么就是那个天国国民的特性。
And that's because you have the characteristic of a citizen of heaven.
它里面不安，觉不对。
That you won't feel this right. You'll feel uncomfortable.
虽然这不是我造成的。
That although this is not a problem I created,
我不能占他的便宜。
I cannot undercharge by people.
我该付多少就给他多少。
That how much I should pay, I should pay.
用什么？主耶稣曾经说。
Lord Jesus said,
都说若有一分钱你没有还清，你断不可从那里出来。
That you will not be able to get out of jail until you paid every single cent.
用什么？就是天国国民一种特性。
That is the characteristic of a citizen of heaven.
这个就在地上生活，在各种不同情形，把这个天国特性本质把它表明出来。
So sometimes in very difficult times on earth, the life of the citizen of heaven is manifested.
那与这个世界又是什么关系呢？
And what is the relationship of us with the world then?
我们读到高马太福音第五章呢，就是说你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐。
When we read back at Matthew, it says that you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world.
主耶稣来到地上，他是世界的光。
That when the Lord Jesus came to the earth, he was the light of the world.
他在那里说他是世界光，来跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
That he who follows me will not walk in darkness,
必要得到生命的光。
But shall receive the light of life.
你知道这个世界是在一个黑暗的权势底下。
We know that this whole world is under the power of darkness.
主是世界光来到地上说让你看见他是光。
But when the Lord Jesus as the light of the world came to this world,
只要来跟从他就不在黑暗里面走，就可以得到这个生命的光。
He who follows him will have this light of life.
感谢主，当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
Thank the Lord that when the day we were saved.
耶稣一开口告诉我们说，生命在他里头。
Then John said, in him was life.
这个生命就是人的光。
This life was the light of men.
当我们得到主的生命的时候，我们就得到这个生命的光。
Once we receive the Lord's life, we receive the Lord's light.
我们就成为世上的光。
And thus we are the light of the world.
这个生命是一个光的一个特质。
Because that's a characteristic of the light.
所以我们就成为一个光明的子女。
So thus we become children of light.
所以这个光是不能隐藏的。
This light cannot be hidden.
所以主要是说，这个你们是世上光，城是照在山上，是城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
That's why Lord Jesus says that you are a city upon the hill, which cannot be hidden.
人点灯是不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上就可以照亮一下的人。
That if you light a lamp, you don't put it under a basket, but upon the lampstand, and it gives light to all that's in the house.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们这个生命的光在生活上表明出来，人家可以看得见的。
Now, when the light is manifested from your life, people can see the light.
不需要去特意说我身上有什么好行为。
You do not have to go and proclaim your righteousness before people.
我做什么事？
Saying that I did this and that good stuff.
主耶稣在第六章的时候，你们行善说，左右手说不要给左手知道。
That Matthew 6 says that your left hand should not know what the right is doing.
那是意思就是说，你不要故意给人家看见你所做的善事。
You do not have to intentionally trumpet your righteous acts before people.
天上国民在地上有些善行的话，人是可以看见的。
But when you just naturally manifest the heavenly light within you, people will just see.
就在一个黑暗的房间里面，若是前面有一盏灯亮亮在那里。
Just like if you're put into a dark room and there's a small light in the room.
你自然而然知道说在那里有灯光。
Then you naturally would know that there is
light. 这是很自然现象。
It's normal and natural.
所以刚提到那个例子，人家就觉得你这个人不一样。
So remember that example? That cashier thought, there's something different about you.
那光就显出来了。
Then that light was manifested.
当然他会知道你是基督徒。
And then that person may come to see that you're a Christian.
但是人就看见这个人跟其他人不一样。
Oh, they might not know that you're a Christian, but they know that your life is different.
所以今天既然许多我们在很多基督徒，他显在世人面前好行为的时候，人家就说，这个人是的确是一个好人，这个是一个不错的人。
So if we do our good works before men, some people will say, oh, these are really good people.
乐意帮助人。
They want to help people.
人家说，因为他是基督徒嘛。
Oh, and they'll think.Yep, that's because they're Christian.
所以今天世界不信任他对基督徒有一个很高道德标准。
So some people might think highly of Christians.
若是有些不好行为，人家说那个怎么算是基督徒呢？
But if someone does bad works, a Christian that does bad works, someone would say, how come that person is Christian?
所以保罗说我们从前都是暗昧的，现在我们在主里面是光明的。
That's why Paul says you were once in darkness, but now you're in light.
我们行事为人当向光明。
That we should walk as children of God.
光明所结果就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
That the fruit of the light consists of righteousness and truth and goodness.
弟兄姊妹，这都是天国国民生命的一个性质。
Those are characteristics of a heavenly life.
所以保罗说，在这弯曲变妙时代。
So Paul says that in this crooked and perverse generation,
我们要做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That we need to be children of God above reproach.
显在这个世代，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
As children of light, holding forth the word of life.
特别在这个黑暗时代当中。
Especially in this dark world.
需要光。
We need light.
有了光，黑暗自然而然就褪去。
That once there's light, then the darkness recedes.
好多年前，大概十多年前，看一个报道。
That decades ago, I was reading a broadcast.
因为纽约街头很多醉犯罪的事情。纽约街头。
On the streets of New York, there's lots of sin.
所以那时候政府说他们要加派更多警察在街上。
They want to increase the number of police on patrol.
你说有效吗？
Would that be effective?
也许稍微有点不一样。
That's true. You might tamper crime a little bit.
但最终罪还是扩散出来。
But still, sin cannot be restrained.
这个底下就讲到我们是世上瘾这件事情。
However, Christians are salt of the earth.
我们知道世上那个盐是一个防腐的东西。
The salt is used to preserve.
所以有时候在家里做菜的时候，好像没有马上那个鱼肉先把它腐一点，那个盐呢晚一点才可以做，才需要才不会坏掉，然后再做菜。
And if I'm cooking fish at home and I'm not cooking it for some time, I'll put salt on it so that it won't spoil until the time I cook it.
所以我们被称为世上的盐。
So we are the salt of the earth.
我们现在这个罪恶时代。
That in this crooked generation.
若是我们在那里，这个罪恶在那就受限制，不容易扩散。
Christians, if we are present, then salt will be restrained. I mean, sorry, spoilage, well, death will be restrained.
不管在公司，在学校。
Regardless of whether you're at school or at work.
若是因着我们在那里。
As long as you're there.
好像人在那里就不敢做一些不好的事情。
It's as if sin is restrained.
或是说说一些不该说的话。
Then people will want not to, people won't do what they shouldn't do. Then people will not have to say what they shouldn't say.
弟兄姊妹，那就是眼的功效显出来呀。
That is because the nature of the salt.
若是我们在人群当中，好像人也是什么话随便都乱说。
But if you're in a gathering where people are just saying unbecoming things,
那些污秽、肮脏、不合宜的话这样说。
Filthy and coarse.Language.
他表明在我们在那里，好像这个盐就失效了。
And if people are doing that, it's as if you as salt are not effective.
如果我们生命里面有个特质是盐的性质的话。
But if you are the salt of the earth.
周遭所接触的人，他们在那里就不敢太放肆。
Then as long as you're with worldly people, then sin is restrained.
他们觉得说你这个人在这里，这些事情不可以，不敢作假。
They'll say that, oh, as long as you're here.Some of the words that I'll be saying are unbecoming and I won't say them.
对不起，我讲个人的经历。
I want to talk about my personal experience.
我在大学的时候呢，因为我们知道年轻人有时候聚在一起聊天啊，什么都谈。
That when I was in college, we know that young people love to jest as they talk.
有一次几个同学在那边聊天。
I was chatting with my friends.
然后忽然中间有一个同学要讲些好像比较我们基督徒不喜欢听的话。
Then when a friend wanted to say some unbecoming things,
那其中有个同学说不要讲，和尚别在这边了。
Another classmate said, "Don't say it. Our James is here."
那个同学就话就停住了。
And thus the other person didn't say that bad thing.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是个小小的一个事情而已。
This might be a small thing.
我想很多弟兄姊妹应该都有这样的经历。
And sure that you also have a similar experience.
因为盐的果效发挥出来。
Because the salt nature is manifest.
但是主说，若是盐失效的话，就没有用了。
But if the salt becomes flavorless, then it becomes useless.
就丢在外面，令人践踏。
Might as well be thrown out and be trampled by the feet of men.
这就是今天地上许多神儿女的光景。
That would be the experience of many people.
有时候我们邀请来听福音。
That if you invite a friend to hear the gospel,
有人就说啊，他要听福音，那个人这个还需要去听福音吗？
But that friend says, why would I want to go? Because the person who invited me is not good.
因为他好行为。
Because the person who invited this gospel friend doesn't have a good testimony.
失了味。
They just
失去味道。
They become flavorless.
不能发挥它原来该有的光景。
They lost their saltiness. They do not have the right light.
被世人所践踏、所藐视。
And does not manifest the heavenly light.
看不起基督徒。
So then, other people will not think too much of Christians.
所以我们实在需要神怜悯我们。
Thus may the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们感谢主，我们已经得到这个永远的生命。
Thank the Lord that we already received an eternal life.
我们这个生命是从上头来的。
That this life is from above.
我们成为天上的国民。
And we are now citizens of heaven.
感谢主，我们今天在地上就要见证天上国民是和世人不一样的。
Thank the Lord that although we exist on earth, our life is different from the people of the world.
因为这个生命是一个强，应该是一个强盛的一个生命。
That's because your life, the life that's within you, is very strong.
是与这个世界不能调在一起的。
And would not be influenced by the culture of the world.
是。对这个世界罪恶是有排斥的。
That it will have a disgust when encountering the sin of the world.
弟兄们，这就为什么主还把我们来地上留。
That's why the Lord kept us on earth.
让我们看见我们是一般独特的子民。
So that we know that we are a special possession.
我们是属天的子民。
A holy people, a heavenly citizen.
是从世界被分别出来归给神的人。
Separated from the peoples of the earth unto Himself.
为了见证那位天上的神。
In order to glorify the Heavenly Father. So that we will know what type of Lord we serve. These are the characteristics of the Kingdom of Heaven citizens. So let us have a right spiritual condition before. So that as we live each day, that life within us would be manifested.
世上的光，世上眼照身上，就成为属灵实际。
That being light of the world and being salt of the earth would be a reality in each person's life.
你所得到的生命是个光的生命，是个眼的生命。
Because the life we receive is the life of light and the life of salt.
这个圣洁公义的生命。
It's a spiritually effective life.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord preserve us.
让我们看见我们是天上的国民。
To see that we are citizens of heaven.
我们在这等候主的再来。
We eagerly wait for the Savior.
所以当我们知道我们是天上国民的时候，我们就知道这个地上是暂时的。
But we know that our citizenship is heavenly, then we know that we are pilgrims on earth.
我们在地上是寄居，是客旅。
That the time on earth is temporary.
我们是从天上来，来到地上。
We're just pilgrims and strangers.
我们有一天还要从地上回到天上去。
And one day we will return home to heaven.
因为那是我们的家。
Because that's our true home.
正如希伯来书十一章那些信心的见证人。
The characters in Hebrews 11, those heroes of faith.
他们羡慕那天上的家乡。
They yearn for the heavenly country.
因为那是神所经营、所建造那座城。
Because they trusted in God.Who is the builder of this eternal home?
我们从那个家乡来，我们要回到那个家乡。
Of the heavenly city, and we came from there, and we will return back.
那它是我们真正的归宿，那它是我们真正安息的所在。
That heaven is our true home where we can finally rest.
所以，天上国民生活在地上，是等候主再来的。
So, citizens of heaven who are existing on earth, our aim is to wait eagerly for the coming Savior.
因为地上的国都要过去。
Because all the nations on earth would one day pass.
地上一切都要过去。
That everything on earth will one day pass.
这是暂时的。
These are all temporary things.
你所得着的是永远不震动的。
But what we receive is an eternal kingdom, an unshakable kingdom.
是天上的福。
It is a blessing from heaven.
这是永远的福，就是主耶稣基督。
That blessing from heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ.
赐给我们永远的基业。
That He has prepared for us an eternal home.
这是我们所需要的，也是我们要追求的。
So that is what we want to pursue each day.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们照着我们这个天上国民这个身份，活在地上见证主。
That's why with the citizenship of heaven, let us live each day on earth.
为什么按着这个身的特性行在地上
？That with this heavenly characteristics, with the citizenship of heaven, we live on earth.
生活侍奉。
We serve and love Him.
这些年日主就。
Then those days the Lord will remember.
到那天主再来的时候，我们就得到他的称许。
That when the Lord returns, we will receive His compliments.
也可以得到奖赏。
And the reward.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
讲到这里。
I'm sharing this with you.
你听到我们做祈祷吗？
May the brother pray for us.
接住，我们一起有一些祷告。
Thank you, Lord. We'll have a word of prayer together.
亲爱的天父
Our Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你
We give you thanks,
因为你是那一直做事一直说话直到今天的神
Because you are one who has been acting and speaking even unto today.
主啊我们求你真是以你的真理来教导我们
We ask that you would teach us in your truth.
也让我们这一班儿女能够经历你真理的教导
And so that we as your children would be able to follow your teaching.
让我们这一班天上的国民那个生命能够彰显出来
and so that we would be able to manifest this heavenly life
让我们能够像你的儿子一样成为你的见证成为你的表达
and that we would be like your son be able to manifest a testimony for you
让我们也能成为这一班可以成为世上的盐和光
so that we would be able to be the salt and light of this world
感谢你我们的祷告是奉你儿子宝贵的名
We thank you and praise in the name of your son's precious name.
Amen.